Maybe you can hear that. It's the sound of the sea. It's 10:20 on Sunday the 20th of July 2014. And we're currently at... well, we're on the Man of War side of Durdle Door. But we're at Durdle Door. On the Dorset coast. There's a slight breeze in the air today. And down where we are, it's warm. It's very, very overcast. There's not much blue sky at all. But 1/8 of the sky that I can see is blue. And we're walking down the steps onto the shingly beach of Man of War. We just observed a group of sea kayakers. And each kayak was a double man kayak sailing towards us, and now they're going round, presumably through Durdle Door. So these steps coming down actually are quite steep. It did warn us. There's a lot of erosion. Let's walk down. You can continue to listen to the sound of it all. Smell of sea salt and a young child's pants. Yeah, that's right. Lots of signs of erosion control. A group of three Eastern Europeans, Russian, Polish, something like that, decided to climb over the rope that says you're not allowed onto the top of Durdle Door. I can see them from where I am. They're about 30 metres above me. So now we're on the pebbly, shingly beach. The water is it's the clearest I've ever seen water around the coast of UK. Actually, no, Scotland, but that's a little bit different. We've already seen a few people snorkeling. I can see someone snorkeling. There's a couple over to my right. They've got wetsuits on and they've just come out of the water. Calming. Such a calming influence this sound has. Not that many people here. A group behind me are just leaving. They're leaving, it's 10:20. There's a group of people across the way there, about 100 metres away. About 10, 11, 12 people. Oh! That was a big throw, Harry. The obvious signs of erosion mean, sadly, someone's going to have to take action to kind of either prevent it or sort it out some way. What is it? It's a stone. Oh, it's very light, isn't it? Wow, do you know something? That is extremely... I would keep it. That, it's so light, isn't it, that stone? I'd keep that. So, the Jurassic Coast. Uh-huh. Pockmarked stone. You want to move a bit further round? Well, everybody's going to be walking through you there. Let's go over there. Let's go round there, over there. Let's walk round the cove a bit. Harry, tomorrow. Get your kit. We'll walk, we'll go and sit over there. So there's a bit of a breeze, but it's really warm. I bet it would make for interesting snorkeling today. So it took us an hour and 15 minutes to drive down here, and it would have only taken us an hour if it weren't for people driving at 40 kilometres an hour in a 60 zone. But we are on the lookout for fossils today. Harry is intensely into dinosaurs at the minute. And I know Sarah's wanted to come down here for a while. Water's crystal clear, isn't it?
And it's cold.
Is it? Have you dipped your feet in? I'm not dipping my feet in.
You can't.
And it's full of stone. We'll walk around a bit.
The sea has
been
flat.
Yeah. There are lots of stones here tainted in orange. Oh, is it cold? Are you going to go swimming? Such a nice sound that, isn't it? Now we're looking at the cliff wall here on my left, with my back to the sea, and there are lots of, it's all pockmarked.
Look how far
they are. Oh, they're miles behind us. So we're looking out now. Oh, gotta be careful in case we get soaked. Tomorrow's walking in the sea. But I'm looking out, there's a little kind of rock barrier about 50 metres in front of me. I suppose that's stopping the...
Look at this stone.
Smooth. Bloop. Stopping the main force of the current.
Uh-huh,
Well, there are many, many stones.
Like that one.
Billions and billions.
I like it.
The walk this cliff face is very interesting. Whoa. Whoa. Cool to the touch, and there are little, there's black stone embedded. Is it flint? It looks like flint. The black stone looks like flint to me. Something whistling. Bits of quartz in it as well. These chalky cliff faces. People leaving the rubbish. Sickening. After all these years, you would honestly think that people would know not to leave rubbish at the beach. That massive push in the 80s of broken glass, be wary of broken glass and don't leave your rubbish. And people still do. It's sickening. Yeah. Wow. So now we're kind of directly opposite the main area of where the... Oh, he sits down on this big chunk of chalk. So... Yeah, I suppose the main... There's a gap in this barrier in front of me. And I suppose where we're sat, that's where the sea is most... I don't want to say violent, but, you know, it's lapping its way up this beach.
What is that?
Well, I don't know. It looks volcanic. I would keep it. Mm-hmm. It's very unusual, isn't it? What you want to be looking at more, Jessica, is this stone here. Mm. We should have to do some research. It looks a bit flinty. It looks like flint to me. We need a bit of metal. A bit of steel and we can cause a spark and test that theory. Peaceful. Powerboat going past left to right. Powerboat's filled with people. There must be 20 people on that boat. You can see 3 sailing boats. All within a mile of me, I suppose. Peaceful.